Okay, you know, with a short trip, hour 45 to Ogallala. Still an 8 o'clock kickoff, dang it. We still get home at 12:30, 1 o'clock. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty short trip for us. And so, yeah, it was a good night for us, Rich. Was excited to go up there to Ogallala. And, you know, the message all week to the guys was to start faster, just plain and simple. We needed to start faster. You know, we played well last week defensively for four quarters. Offense took a little bit of time to get going. But coming into this last week of practice, our main focus was really getting off fast and getting going and getting things established. And I feel like we did that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, our defense really was kind of all over them, to say the least. And we just did some really nice things defensively, applying pressure to them. Trey Tiller had a big game last night, just no doubt about it. Trey has been a force in there for us on both sides of the ball for a long time. And it was exciting to see him get a pick six. When you get a defensive lineman to get a pick six, and I kind of joked with him on the sidelines, and man, you get in the open field, you can run a little bit. And we know that Trey is an athlete in his own. And he sniffed it out and picked it right up, picked the swing pass off. And, you know, he wasn't the only one that had an interception last night. Ty Junker had an interception last night, and Asher Wilson for the second straight week had an interception. So, you know, you just stay with it and be aggressive on defense. You're going to give yourselves chances for those opportunities. And, you know, we forced a turnover early in the game on a punt where they muffed the punt, and through the scrum in the pile, from watching film, I'm pretty sure Ty Junker is the one that came up with it. There was a lot of white jerseys in there, and so that was great early on in the game to get some momentum. We went down and scored on that drive, obviously, to finish it off. And our defense just continued to play well the entire game and give our offense opportunities. And, you know, offensively, we had to kind of spread it out a little bit more last night, just given, you know, it's week seven. You know, at the end of the day, you got to evolve throughout the season. And so offensively, we have the ability to get in two-back offense with tight ends. And, you know, a number of times last night, we even put three guys in the backfield with two tight ends and some short yard situations. But then, you know, we brought in Oliver Corbett this week as a third wide receiver, and we're able to run some, you know, a little more spread sets and threw the ball. Trenton threw the ball well last night, especially in the intermediate passing game, to extend some drives for us. Miles had a big catch, in the first half on a deep shot. You know, really kind of went up over the DB and took it from him, and there might have even been a little pass interference on that he had to fight through, which led to another score for us. We had to mix in a little more read game on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, what's exciting is putting all those things in practice during the week. You know, hats off to Ogallala and some players they have. I mean, the Sawyer Smith kid's he's the real deal, especially on the defensive side of the ball. It's hard to get a hat on him and block him. He's just that type of player. And so, you know, how do you negate that? It's really not that sophisticated. You just need to kind of get the ball out on the perimeter, work the edges a little more. But when we had to run it up inside, we were able to do that as well. So just – defense playing really well, complementing the offense, and the offense, you know, just starting faster this week and staying in rhythm throughout the game. And, you know, I felt like our special teams did really well. You know, Jackson Hartwell kicking the extra points for us. This is his second week of doing that, and he knocked every one of them home. And so, obviously, unfortunate circumstances with losing Trip to injury. Really thinking about Trip. He'll battle back from it. He's with us. He was there last night. We didn't know if he was going to be able to make it because he literally had surgery yesterday. But, you know, talking with him and his parents, he wasn't going to miss the game. And his presence is a big deal for our team, even if he can't be on the playing field. And so Miles Pullman had to come in and hold and did a great job. It's just, once again, back to the team. Everybody's got a role, everybody's got a job to do, and so I was really proud of everybody embracing their roles this week and getting after it in this game.
Yeah, you had to do some shuffling with some guys out. I know we were talking before the show. Derek Spencer came out and played a great defensive end for you. You kind of moved Spencer Steinbeck in at tackle on the offensive side. Idos Klein played a probably a little bit more defensive side. He and Spencer kind of shuffling in and out. But whoever you plugged in there for those guys did a wonderful job, didn't they?
They did. You know, at the end of the day, like I said before, it's, you know, you have to have that next man up mentality, and the guys that, you know, are kind of on the shelf right now that we're trying to get back from injury would be the first to say that as well, and that's really what the guys embrace their roles. And so there's been a handful of guys that have had to step into some roles here recently. You know, Derek Spencer coming in at defensive end last night, you know, going back and watching the film from last night, had a really good game. You know, the thing about Derek is he's a strong kid and he's aggressive, he's quick, he's fast, he plays with good leverage. He's had a really good JV season, and, you know, that goes back to that, you know, those developmental games and continuing to get better each and every day. And then those Mondays and playing those games, he's somebody that's stuck out in those JV games in a big way. And so we gave him, you know, his opportunity last night, and he deserves it to get in there and start opposite of where Trey was at defensive end. You know, Simon right now, we're still trying to get him back from injury, and we played him a week ago, and, you know, coming into this week, we wanted to kind of, you know, see if we could, you know, manage things without him, and manage is probably a bad word. It's, you know, Spencer Steinbeck came in and did a really good job. Spencer is a formidable player for us on the offensive line and has been a backup his entire career. Has started on the defensive side of the ball since his sophomore year. But the thing about Spencer is, man, he just embraces everything you ask him to do, and he does it to the fullest of his ability. And I'll be honest with you, if I had to see 57 coming at me, I think I would duck down just like the rest of the guys he's been facing, and along with all our other guys up front that have continued to battle and get better. And but, yeah, Spencer Steinbeck, you know, getting in there last night, the right tackle position, and doing a really good job for us. Ian Spearman came in last night and played some corner for us last night, along with Jackson Harwell, because Austin Quinn is dealing with an injury right now. And, you know, they're just you get to that down the stretch here, it's always the knock on wood and cross your fingers. You got to stay as healthy as you can. And, you know, we just got to keep battling each and every week, and that's why we always take it one week at a time. And, you know, guys, that's why it's a team atmosphere and everybody buying into the team and going out there and playing to the best of their ability.
Next week's a big one, Coach. Wyland Field, Scotts Bluff comes to town. The Bluffs had an easy time with Hastings last night, 42-0. This is pretty much for the district title next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. You know, we always talk about the fastest way to the postseason. One of our goals every year is to win your district. We've put ourselves in position for that, and that's all great. That's what's you could say on the outside's on the line, but really for us, we're just focused on going out and playing well against Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff's obviously a quality team. They're 6-1 just like we are. Their lone loss is to Seward, and Seward's a heck of a team. You know, Seward took Waverly all the way to the end this season, early in the season, so you can kind of compare things as you come down the stretch here. But we just want to go out and play well. Our focus is, you know, this week I told the guys in the huddle at the end of the night that, you know, we're not going to look to Friday. We're just going to take one day at a time and just really be locked in and focused. I felt like our focus was really great last night. The guys were really dialed in. And we're going to need a great week of practice. We know that. Scotts Bluff and McCook have a long history of games dating back a long time. And so this is going to, as I told them, this is going to be a dandy. This is going to be a great one. We're excited about it. But we're also looking forward to the process of going through this week, breaking down Scotts Bluff as far as film and things like that, getting a game plan together, and then going out Friday and executing it. That's ultimately what it is. And you know, we'll be excited about 7 o'clock coming up next Friday, but we're going to take it one day at a time. We know what Scotts Bluff's all about. That's the thing about, you know, kind of playing these familiar teams. Everybody kind of knows each other, and so it really comes down to matchups. It comes down to those four or five plays that we always talk about, and we have to be in position to make those plays ultimately if we want to give ourselves a chance.
Sounds like the Bluffs really like to have the ball in the hands of Nate Kelly, their quarterback, a lot. He's 800 yards rushing this year, 133.5. He's got per game 13 touchdowns. That man handles the ball a lot, doesn't he?
He does. He's an exceptional player. He's been playing for him for a few years now. He really makes their offense go, whether it's they're a primarily run first team, that's an understatement. They're going to run the ball. They're going to pack it in there with their wing offense. But he has the ability to throw the ball as well. They don't throw it a ton at all, but when they do, you got to make sure your assignment's sound and that you're in position to be able to cover the routes that they want to run. At the end of the day, we're going to have to find a way to slow him down. We're going to have to find a way to slow their offense down. It's ball control offense. They're going to do everything they can to keep your offense off the field and continue to grind it out. And so we got to get them into some yardages that they're not real comfortable with to get ourselves to get our offense on the field. Something that's definitely easier said than done. But that'll go into the game plan this week, and all hands on deck to give ourselves the best chance possible against Scotts Bluff. We're going to have to play well on defense. You're always going to have to play well against Scotts Bluff when you're on defense. And then offensively, we're going to have to find ways to get our playmakers the ball. They're very sound on defense. Scotts Bluff kind of does what they do, and why wouldn't you? They're well-coached team. They got really good players. But you know what we say at the same time? You know, we got really good players on our side of the ball and really feel confident in the things that we have. We just got to go execute. It's as simple as that. We got to go out and play well and not make the discipline errors. We got to be locked in and disciplined and give ourselves a chance.
Well, cross fingers that throughout the week, get some of these kids back, they'd be able to play in this big game coming up on next Friday.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I mentioned Tripp earlier and Austin Quinn, and, you know, unfortunately, Cooper Rakes had an injury during the week, and so he'll be sidelined for a couple weeks as well. You know, we're just trying to, you know, at the end of the day, try to stay as healthy as you can. Those guys will come back for us. They'll battle back from those injuries. But at the end of the day, it's 11 guys on the field, and everybody's got a job to do, and everybody's got a role. And we're just I know it sounds cliche and the obvious answer, but it really is that way. And I just feel confident in our team to be able to believe in the guys that are coming in. And I think that probably would put a staple on what it was last night. We had some new faces in there last night, but the guys have the utmost confidence in each other to go out there and execute and do well.